Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host Mok Chung. In this episode, we will firstly inform the very recent news in Mongolia, then we will present you about Mongolian mining industry. So please stay tuned. Here's the news. President announces establishing orphanage for children with developmental challenges. President of Mongolia, Hulusi Hokhna, worked at the Unrupul Child Center of Ulaanbaatar City on April 16, 2024. President congratulated the staff, teachers, workers, graduates, and children of the Unrupul Child Center on the historic 50th anniversary of the center, wishing them all the best. Over the past 50 years, more than 1,500 children have been fostered at the center, and 144 children currently live there. President Hulusi noted that the government had made specific decisions and implemented policies in child protection and development. And this year alone, funding for this sector has increased by 73% from previous years to about 14 billion Mongolian tigriks. Also, President donated necessary equipment and furniture to the center. Head of the State of Mongolia announced the establishment of orphanage for children with developmental challenges in Mongolia within the next 2 to 3 years, and a certain percentage of the required funds for the construction would be included in the state budget for 2025. Minister of Labor and Social Protection of Mongolia, Bolontoya Hurulbatar, acknowledged the government's intention to create a legal environment and other necessary social infrastructure. Minister of Labor emphasized that, starting next year, child and family social workers would be employed in each hora of Ulaanbaatar City and some of all 21 provinces. Furthermore, funding for child protection services has been secured, ensuring comprehensive protection and rehabilitation services for every child. The law on child protection will come into effect on September 1, 2024. Currently, the State Great Hotel of Mongolia is discussing the revised law on family. The Mongolian government's resolution number 121 of 2024 has led to amendments in the regulations for granting child monetary allowances. Accordingly, every child residing in orphanage has a savings account. Starting at age 14, children can deposit 80% of their allowance into the bank, managing 20% for personal expenses. Upon reaching 16, each child will receive his or her savings book. In Mongolia, over 900 children reside in 29 child care centers. Three of these centers are fully funded by the state budget, while the remaining 26 receive funding from international organizations, non-governmental organizations, and individuals. Discussing ideas on the integration of artificial intelligence in education. The Ministry of Education and Science of Mongolia is working on a project to develop AI virtual assistants that can help teachers plan lessons, evaluate, and create additional content using artificial intelligence. The aim is to equip every educational institution with high-speed internet, every student with a smart device, and every teacher with a computer. To carry out this work, Minister of Education met with representatives of information technology and national artificial intelligence developers on April 17, 2024. At the meeting, Minister said it is important to use the Mongolian language correctly in the platforms and contents developed by national technology companies, and to improve the quality and results of education using technological advancements. We can support multifaceted online learning activities by using digital technology effectively in the development of the education sector. The meeting was attended by representatives from companies as well as non-governmental organizations. It also included participants from the Ministry of Education, the Education Research Institute, the Education Evaluation Center, and the Language and Literature Institute's Council, and language and literature scholars and researchers. Craftsman Worship Enlightenment Tanga Art Exhibition opens. On April 15, 2024, the Craftsman Worship Enlightenment Tanga Art Exhibition opened at the National Art Gallery of Mongolia. In celebration of the 200th anniversary of the establishment of contemporary museums in Mongolia, this exhibition is displayed by the Ministry of Culture of Mongolia in collaboration with the Zanbazar Museum of Fine Arts, the Irtenzo Monastery, the Bogtan Palace Museum, and the Chögyam Lama Temple Museum. The exhibition demonstrates a collection of remarkable artworks, including 18th century Gombmakgul and Gombgur Thangkas from the Irtenzo Museum, and 10 Dharmapalas Thangka from the Chögyam Lama Temple Museum, the Untergegen Zanwazer portrait from the Fine Arts Museum, previous portraits of the 8th Bogd Jagtsendam Potukt from the Bogdham Palace Museum. Additionally, the exhibition features an array of sacred thangkas, including depictions of the 10 Dharmapalas, Tara, and other masterpieces from the 19th century. 233 thangkas, ranging in size from the smallest at 10 centimeters to the largest at 3 meters high, are being displayed to the public for the first time as a collection. Thangkas encompass more than just portraits of deities. They depict a wide range of subjects, including sacred texts, biographies of gods, palaces, monasteries, religious teachers, holy spirits, historical figures, and more. Additionally, these paintings are categorized and named based on their background color. Thangkas are a rich and complex art form. They not only portray gods and sacred figures, but also offer a window into Mongolian life, customs, and traditions. Average salary of Mongolians living abroad is 6.5 million Mongolian tigriks. On April 16th, a forum to understand the situation of Mongolians living abroad and Mongolians who are returning to their homeland, and to discuss the possibility of using their knowledge, resources, and skills as a lever for the development of Mongolia was held. The National Statistics Committee conducted a study to determine the problems faced by Mongolians living abroad, their plans to return to their homeland, and their effects on their households. In the study, 1,800 citizens who have lived in 18 countries for 6 months or more participated. And the participants have an average income of 6.5 million Mongolian tigriks. Men have an income of 7.6 million and women have income of 5.8 million Mongolian tigriks. The countries with the highest average monthly income include the United States, Australia, and European countries. Meanwhile, the countries with the lowest average monthly income include Japan, Turkey, and the Czech Republic. The minimum monthly income of the citizens is 1 million Mongolian tigriks, and the maximum monthly income is 37 million Mongolian tigriks. According to the highlights of the study, participants of the study are working as follows. 26% is specialists, 18% is ordinary occupation, 13% is qualified workers in agriculture, forestry, and fishing. 9% is workers in production, construction, handicrafts, related jobs, and services. According to the census made in 2020, over 113,000 citizens of Mongolia are living abroad. That's the end of the news today. Now, before we start the special topic of today, let us take a short musical break. Listeners, you are listening to Voice of Mongolia. Mongolia is in the heart of the Central Asian Orogenic Belt, located between the East European, Siberian, North China, and Tarim Cretons, and is considered the largest area of Phanerozoic continental crustal growth. Mongolia is a favorable environment for medium and long-term foreign direct investment for its vast natural resources, wide agricultural potential, and its geographical location neighboring countries that are major Asian markets. Before the 1990s, agriculture played a key role in the economy of Mongolia. However, the mining sector has now overtaken it as the largest local revenue-generating industry. Mining makes up 93% of the total exporting products, 58% of the foreign direct investment, 30% of the national budget, and 23% of the gross domestic product. In the first half of 2023, Mongolia's gross domestic product reached 30.5 trillion Mongolian tigriks, reflecting a growth by 7.1 trillion Mongolian tigriks, or 30%, compared to the same period last year. The primary drivers of this growth were the mining sector, which saw a significant increase in added value of 3.7 trillion Mongolian tigriks, representing a 70% rise. The Mongolian government is actively seeking foreign investment to maximize the exploitation of its abundant natural wealth and mineral resources. Mining accounts for 79% of foreign direct investment, while the remaining investments are distributed across trade, food, banking, financial institutions, and other sectors. Compared to the same period of the previous year, the mining and the quarrying sector saw its share rise by 6.8 percentage points. Mongolia, a globally prominent nation endowed with abundant mineral resources, has more than 8,000 occurrences in 1,170 mines, encompassing a diverse range of 80 minerals and metals and substantial reserves of copper, base metals, gold, coal, and uranium. Although Mongolia has a small oil and gas industry, these resources have not been adequately exploited. Mongolia has been identified by the International Monetary Fund as one of the 29 developing countries that are rich in natural resources. As a result of the geological research conducted in Mongolia, more than 30 deposits and more than 200 occurrences have been identified in 11 metallogenic zones. For instance, 14 iron zones are distinguished in Mongolia. In total, about 250 deposits, occurrences, and mineralized sites were discovered. Mongolia accounts for 0.5% of the world's coal production. The total zinc resources in Mongolia accounts for 2.2% of the world's total resources. The total registered uranium resource in Mongolia accounts for 3.2% of the world's total resources. The total registered gold reserves in Mongolia are 500 tons, which is 1% of the total reserves. Currently, there are in total of 2,500 valid licenses issued in the mining sector, with 1,700 of them being mining licenses and over 800 exploration licenses. There are various gold mines situated approximately 110 kilometers north of Ulaanbaatar, such as the Boro gold mine and Gatsurt gold mine. Additionally, the Hotor coal mine, an open-pit coal mining site, can be found about 120 kilometers west of Ulaangom, the province located northwestern part of Mongolia. Furthermore, there are significant mining projects in the south of Mongolia, particularly in the Umungol province, including the Tawantotla coal mine and Oyutotla copper mine. Yet not all of Mongolia's minerals and mineral deposits have been discovered. Although the central and eastern parts are well studied, the western part shows untapped potential for new discoveries of deposits and mineral resources. Coal is the largest mining product in terms of amount and monetary value. Currently, all coal is produced by open-pit mines, and there is no underground coal mine currently. The strip ratio of open-pit mines increased from an average of 3 to 5 in the last decade. As a result, major coal mines are planning to enter underground stages in the coming years. Open pit mine allows to production of coal at a cheaper cost, which makes Mongolian coal very competitive to the market. The fast expansion of open cast coal mines in recent years has caused serious concern about slop stability in open pits and overburdened dumps. There is a need for capacity building of local engineers for planning and monitoring mining operations in terms of engineering geology. As the open pits are deepening down, the cost of the mining tends to increase. Therefore, electrification and automation of mining and material handling operations are in demand. Coal seams with multiple thin layers of rocks will be mined in larger volumes in the coming years. New coal preparation plants have been built in recent years, and their number is going to increase. The main reasons are the strengthened requirement for coal quality in the international market and the higher price of the washed coal. Large coal mining companies have either already built or planning to build coal washing plants. Smaller companies face financial difficulties in investing in coal washing plants. Most coal and copper deposits are in the Gobi Desert, so water supply is a key challenge for the mineral process plants. There is an increasing need for highly efficient dry preparation technology. The second largest product of the mineral sector of Mongolia is copper concentrate. Currently, there are two operating copper concentration plants. One is the state-owned Irden Cooperation, and another large-scale project, Ayutthaya, is jointly owned by Rio Tinto and the government of Mongolia. The country has huge potential for further copper development, and several new projects are waiting to be realized. The closest projects are Tsagasorok, owned by Mongolian investor Mak, Harmakta, listed in Australia, Irden Mongol Project, listed in Canada. As mineral exploration activities are expected to increase in Mongolia, there will be a growing demand for services related to geological exploration, drilling, and other related activities. This demand creates an opportunity for companies specializing in mineral exploration technologies. Additionally, there is a need for sustainable mine closure solutions, as the entire life cycle of mines is now considered an integral part of all mining operations. Mining companies in Mongolia are also seeking to improve productivity and efficiency on mine sites while reducing costs. Canadian mining service and supplier companies have opportunities to offer solutions for mining site productivity. Additionally, there is a need for capacity building and training of local employees, which presents opportunities for companies specializing in safety training and capacity building. That's all for today's episode of Voice of Mongolian English. Until the next broadcast, please stay healthy and take care. Goodbye.
Чанахгүй бүсгүй би сарны талаас ганц шувуу нисгээд сэтгэний үзүрээс дуучин сонсогдоод санахгүй байж чанахгүй بچ چدم خوی موسویمه دیگریم تدا سل چور چین دریده اودن سودر تدر چین نو تگیده
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.